Good morning. Our question today, as it relates to the sale of chametz, is as follows. Somebody who sells his or her chametz, and it is currently in the Jew's house or office or wherever else it may be, is there a requirement that that chametz be removed from the possession of the Jew? The non-Jew purchased it, let him pick it up. If we repurchase it after Pesach, we'll move it back in. Or is it permitted to keep that chametz in the possession, in the house, in the office of the Jew who was selling it? Now, typically when somebody sells something, the seller doesn't maintain possession of the item. He gives it over to the seller. So is the same applicable when it comes to chametz? So the Truma Sedeshin has two responses on this. Then the first question he was asked as follows. Somebody who has chametz and Pesach is approaching, and it's difficult for him to physically remove the chametz for him, from his possession. And it says in the question, he wants to give it to a non-Jew literally outside the house. Matana Gemur, he wants to give it to him as a gift, and he knows that this non-Jew, he knows him well, maybe he's a friend, he's an acquaintance, he knows he's not going to touch it, he's just going to watch over that chametz, he'll guard it over, he's going to take care of my stuff for me, and after Pesach, he's going to give it back to me. Is it permitted to get rid of the chametz in that way? So he answers as follows. It appears that it is permitted. It just, you have to be careful to give him a real gift, a real bona fide gift without any strings attached. Not that he has to give it back. Here's a gift for you. Or sell it to him, a bona fide sale. He has to pay something for it. What's interesting and relevant for us is that in the question, it was, you want to give it to a nochri who's chutz lebayis, who is outside the house. In another response, is actually the prior response, the Truma Sedeshin, not in the question that was posed to him, but in the response, in his answers, he says that you should give it latet lenochri michutz lebayis, you should give it to a non-Jew who is outside the house as a bona fide gift, and then you can get it back if he wants, if he agrees to give it back after Pesach. So our question then is, when it says that it should be a nochri outside the house, what should be outside the house? Is it the non-Jew that should be outside the house? In other words, a non-Jew that doesn't work for you, that doesn't live in your house, who's not employed by you? Or is it talking about the chametz, that the chametz has to be removed from the Jew's house? So in fact, this is an important machlokas. The Beis Yosef is of the view as follows. Sha'asa limkor lenochri hadar imo. It's prohibited to sell the chametz to a non-Jew who lives with you. So when it says michutz lebayis, that it has to be out of the house, it's talking about a non-Jew who lives outside the house. It should be sold to him, but not necessarily that the chametz has to be actively removed. However, the majority view of the poskim is that when the Truma Sedeshin says it should be outside the house, it's not talking about the non-Jew has to be outside the house, that it has to be a non-Jew who works outside the house, but rather it's talking about the chametz, that fundamentally the purchaser, the non-Jewish purchaser of the chametz, has to remove that chametz from the possession of the Jew. And there are different explanations for this. The Mechor Chaim says that is a fundamental concept of the sale of chametz. It's me'ikar adin, that it has to be removed. The Magen Avraham says, a little bit complicated, but it says it's kind of like a maris ayin or a chshad type of thing, that it looks like you're having possession of your own chametz if it's not removed. In any case, we see that would be a tremendous burden, that anytime we sell the chametz, it has to be removed from the possession of the Jew. Now, despite that, the poskim say that it is, if it is indeed difficult, there's a lot of chametz, it would be a tremendous tircha, burden to remove it from the house. We can be lenient and leave the chametz in the house of the Jew. However, there are four conditions to it. Condition number one is that in addition to selling the chametz, you actually have to be makne, you have to give possession to the place that the chametz is located, the cabinets or the rooms that the chametz is located. You have to give possession of that area as well to the non-Jew, and accordingly, it is no longer the chametz of a non-Jew that is in the possession of a Jew, in the house of the Jew, in the office of a Jew, but rather if we have given possession of not only the chametz, but the area that the chametz is on, the ground, the room that the chametz is on, this is now considered the house. At least that area is considered the house, the room of a non-Jew, and he has his own chametz in it, so that takes care of the problem. So that is condition number one. There are another three conditions as well. One is that you have to give a key to the non-Jew so he has access. If it's his house, he has to have immediate access when he desires to come get the chametz. Next, number three, we have to tell him exactly what we're selling to him as part of the mechiras chametz. And last, we also have to put up a mechitza boundary around where the chametz is to cordon it off. So Amir Tashem, we will go through those four criteria, four conditions that are possibly required, mi'ikar adin, in order to permit us to keep the chametz in our houses, even when we have sold it to the non-Jews. So Amir Tashem, over the next 4 days, we will go into detail on each of those four conditions which would permit us to keep the sold chametz in our own possession, not requiring us to remove it and hand it over physically to the non-Jewish purchaser.